Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Conversations with My Dog, with me, Mani Jahangiri. Now, I'm extremely excited to speak with an amazing dog trainer and behaviorist, Ollie Just. Ollie has helped many dog owners communicate with their dogs better and bond with them using positive reinforcement, as well as science-based, force-free methods that are fun for both parties. Now we are heading back to the office. It is expected for 840,000 dogs to join the daily commute. And Ollie is here to join us with some advice on how to make your pets feel at home, away from home.
Hello, Ollie Just, or Just as the expert. I'm speaking today with the top expert behaviorist, Ollie. How are you? Ça va toi? How are you today?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. We have a little bit of rain today, a little bit of rain with all that great weather, a bit of rain on top. But otherwise, we had a very good summer so far. I hope you've enjoyed yourself being outdoors again. Are you very busy with your trainings?
Super busy, yes. Very busy. I work online now only. So I've got clients all over the UK. I've got clients in Ireland, in Africa, in North America, in South America, in Thailand just now. So all over Europe. So it's brilliant. I've another thing that the pandemic has changed is I now work with people from all over the world, and it's just working beautifully. So really enjoying myself doing that.
That's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I just wanted to say just quickly with our subject that we're going to talk, are your clients mainly new? Is it new puppies? Is it puppies, majority?
Oh, or I get all sorts.
Has it anything to do with lockdown?
Yeah, well, I think lockdown has literally impacted everyone. So I have a lot of puppies, but I also do a lot of behavior, so separation related problems. I do a little bit less aggression issues now because that doesn't necessarily work well online, but a bit of resource guarding. So yeah, all sorts of behavioral issues and puppies. I don't actually know. I think it varies. It varies what I do.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good to know that there's not just the pandemic in lockdown puppies, or as I like to call it, the Generation X puppies, the lost puppies. No, because now they're about 1 year old, you know, and they're still confused. But anyway, coming to the main subject today, return of the office pet, 840,000 dogs expected to join daily commute to work. Now, are we talking about a commute nationally, UK, or just London in itself?
Oh, it's all across the UK. So, yeah, so the pet insurance provider, Bode by Many, got in touch with me, and they had done some research, and they worked out that almost one in five of the nation's dog owners are now planning to taking on their dog to work. And we calculated that's about 840,000 dogs on trains, tubes, and buses. So, yes, it's all across the UK. Thankfully, it's not going to be all in the same carriage because that would be a disaster. But, yes, all across the UK. So that's where we are with this. And I think the people's main worries were, is my dog going to feel anxious on public transport? Is my dog going to be annoying other passengers, especially if they're scared of dogs? and is my dog going to be going to the toilet in on public transport? Those were people's main worries. So what we tried to do is they also, Bud Bamini also approached Prisman Good, who was a transport expert, and the three of us tried to design our vision of the most pet-friendly commute we could think of. So we thought about the heat, we thought about the space, we thought about the light, we thought about having water available, having how can we give dogs extra space in those carriages. So, you know, we went crazy. We went, you know, it was really great fun to work on this project and make us, and as you make them, those guys realize what, you know, what would the dog needs. So yeah, it was great fun to do.
And you know what I love? You call it cute commute. I just love the idea. So safe covered space, further safe space under passenger seating, cooling mat, water refill and treat area, amenity area, water bowl area. What I was thinking is we should really have carriages for humans like that, because
right?
When I'm in public transport with Robbie and it's the rush hour has started, we are all dying. So the humans are wearing masks, don't have any water bottles, but the dogs will have everything, which is fantastic. I just wanted to say, Robbie and I have been commuting all the way through. I mean, Robbie has been commuting since a puppy, and all the way through lockdown, I've been in a essential worker as a yoga teacher, traveling in care homes and things doing yoga. So I have taken Robbie to work all the way through the pandemic. And of course, in the beginning, there was just a carriage, just me, Robbie, and a pigeon. And now we have humans again. So what Robbie does, this is awful. Now listen, what Robbie does, he doesn't want to sit with me. He wants his own chair. And he wants to sit there and preferably put his chin on the passenger's knee. What is this all about? He's so demanding.
Well, that's really sweet. So dogs are contextual learners. So they learn in context. And so if when you starting taking Robbie onto the tube, he had space to sit on this, he had his own space, then that's what he assumed was going to be forever. So you inadvertently train him to just think that, you know, it's absolutely fine for him to go on a chair. So he's not being, I would say, he's not necessarily being any sort of, I'm sorry to say, your dog is not that special. What I mean is he's not doing something that's very out of the ordinary. He's doing something that's normal. He's a dog that has learned that when he goes into the tube, he has a spot available and he'll just have it. And then, you know, dogs quite like to just get attention. He's probably learned that when he puts his cute little face on the neighbor's knee, he's going to get a little pat and some attention. And if a behavior is reinforced, guess what? It's repeated. And so there you go. He's providing a bit of joy to everyone on the transport. Yeah, on a commute. That's lovely.
Mostly, but unfortunately, Ollie, I want to say there are some very miserable human beings at the moment. And unfortunately, they look more miserable when they're wearing the mask. So the thing is, what I do is I'm very aware because of social distancing. I explain to these people, my dog doesn't understand social distancing rules. So I'm afraid, please let me know, are you okay with this? And usually they will say, yes, I am. Whether they are, I don't really know. They're just being polite. Most people will want to say, can I pet your dog?
Welcome to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, a brand new podcast bringing together people's real ghost, extraterrestrial and paranormal stories, as well as getting some inside details from those who study the supernatural. I'll be listening through your paranormal stories every week and try to understand them, as well as chatting about my own encounters with an occasional paranormal investigator too. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts from, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Acast. Just search for Paranormal Activity with Yvette Fielding.
Robbie's an easy dog, but I can see the problem with people starting to commute with their dogs on a daily basis and it gets crowded. What could happen? You know, could you cause maybe not a scene, but, you know, what give us the problems out there. Could you outline some issues, some main issues that we really understand? Public transport in the UK.
Yeah. So that's a really good point. So I think every dog is very different and every I suppose every journey is different. Every humans are different and every dog's different. So you're going to need to become, we're all going to need to become responsible dog owners. And if your dog is not going to thrive on the commute, then I beg you, don't take your dog to work if you know that it's going to be very difficult. So I think that's the first thing to think about. You can do some training. You can start getting your dog onto short journeys over the weekend, you know, when it's less crowded, where there's not of that Monday to Friday commute. Your dog was clearly trained at an early age and during the pandemic. So you actually managed to keep things going because you were an essential worker, so you managed to keep things going, and your dog was not one of those dogs that have been, you know, locked at home with the rest of the nation. So you were very lucky, you were helpful and lucky to just be able to just get your dog into that situation. But dogs learn by doing. So putting them, you know, just dropping them in it and just saying, here we go, now we've just traveled from Monday to Friday on public transport. It's just too much. It's asking too much. Things that could happen, well, dogs lack their personal space, just like we do. And so they might find it very difficult to, you know, acclimatize to a place where people are going to be very, very close to them, being touched without asking. You know, we don't like to be touched like this out of the, you know, by people we don't know, and dogs are the same. I think something that came up that you may find very interesting, something that came up whilst I was working with Bird by Many, is me talking to the team there. Of course, they're, you know, they're pet insurance provider, and we were talking about the type of insurance people had. Now, I always thought of pet insurance to pay your vet bills, but actually, dog owners are legally responsible for anything that their dogs do. So if your dog is going to bite somebody, God forbid, on your journey to work, or damage property at work, on public transport, I don't know, run out on the road and causing a traffic accident, you're liable for all of this. And you need to make sure that your cover has that in mind if you're going to be traveling every day. So I was discussing it with them, and they were saying that, you know, your usual claim is about £2,000. But just before, I think a few weeks before we had that chat, they were saying that one of the claims had gone up to £29,000. Now, that's a huge amount of money. I was trying to get, you know, to the nitty and gritty and see what the dog had done, and it wouldn't say. But that's not a good day at the office, you know? And that's, you know, something went on. I would love to know what happened, because it would be really interesting to see if we could have, you know, what could we have done to stop this from taking place. But usually, you know, dogs can sometimes perhaps, I don't like that expression, but freak out, because they are in a new situation, a new environment they never experienced before, and then someone tries to touch them, or someone surprised them by trying to touch their face or their ears out of the blue. And then dogs may react to this, and you know, and they may bark, and they may look like they're being difficult dogs, but actually they're just reacting to the environment. So I beg you, you know, make sure that they are rested, that they are not too hot, that they are kept hydrated, that we give them space, that you speak to people that try to touch the dog and say, actually, it doesn't like to be touched. I mean, some dogs that perhaps like yours would be very keen to ask for to be petted and to say, oh, look, I'm cute, you know, make eye contact with me and just give me some love. But not every dog's like that. So I think we all need to learn, perhaps non-dog lovers also need to learn actually the non-dog lovers are fine. They're the one ignoring the dogs. It's more the dog lovers out there who thinks they can say hi to every single dog they see. Perhaps be a bit more restrained. Yes.
Absolutely. Exactly. And I have to say, I have seen a lot more dogs on the train now, and it is hilariously, it's joyous when I'm with Robbie and suddenly I see someone at the other end of the carriage with their dog. I'm waving. I'm like, hello, dog commute person. You know, you're seeing more and more and more, and it's amazing. Now, what is the vision for these carriages? Do you think this will manifest? Because if it does, I want to be there for the opening. What are the chances?
I wouldn't want to say. I hope it does manifest, but I think it might not be a priority for. Although 840,000 dogs sounds like a lot, I don't think it's going to be a priority for public transports around the UK. But if it did, then it would be marvelous. It looks great. It's lovely pale colors, and we have seats that lift up. So then when they lift, when you push them down, you actually create some sort of little niche and safe place for your dog underneath your legs. We thought about the noise. We thought about, you know, having like cooling mats on the floor. So as soon as the dog is in contact with a cooling mat, it just, that gel creates a cooling effect, allowing the dog to chill, literally. Yes, it looks amazing. Will it happen? Will it just be one carriage in a few lines? It would be amazing to see.
It would be amazing. I'm thinking sort of something, a company like Virgin, you know, or a Virgin Atlantic, you know, maybe trying something like that, like one carriage just to experiment, you know, because they always do a lot of.
I wonder if they're gonna start taking our pets to space.
Yeah, I know. And I think that would be the nearest company I can think of in terms of commute. Someone like Richard Branson, who really wants to try this out, you know. I'm just thinking of companies that would potentially explore that kind of thing. Who knows? On that note, I was going to say thank you so much for the expertise, Ollie, for this very short interview. But I'm so excited about everything. And thanks for all the advice, because it's really, really helpful to understand the behavior of dogs. And we hope to have you on the show again for more insight.
Thank you so much. And if you want to go and check what that friendly carriage looked like, so you can go on budbymany.com. We've put some tips together about commute. We put some ideas on how to make sure your dog is well covered in terms of insurance, and a picture of that friendly carriage that looks so cool.
Oh, amazing. I really hope to see it. Thank you so much, Ollie. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with My Dog. Make sure to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. Follow us on Instagram at Conversations with My Dog to keep up to date with all of our latest news. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please, please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps others to find us. And talking of spreading the news, please tell another person about the podcast and help us reach more people. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week. Namah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.